I'm here with Martin Pedreira, visual effects supervisor on so many projects. You have such an impressive resume. And I thank you
Thank
for
you.
doing this morning.
Very well. Thank you very much for the nice words. Here now it's a late evening in Berlin where I live.
Hello?
Yes,
Oh,
Angela.
sorry. I know we're across continents here. So,
Yes.
well, congratulations on Angels Has Fallen. I mean, that film is action from beginning to end,
Yes.
and one scene in particular that really stayed with me actually was the escape scene. Close to the end of the film.
Yes.
How difficult was that scene to pull off? Because, that was an amazing explosion.
Well, that's a good question because that's was part of most the most demanding moments of the film. Because you can see, the scale and all the action and all the stuff that happened and the cuts between scenes and everything is so fast and intense. So that was definitely one of the most challenging scenes to make, technically wise, artistically wise. And then, of course, it took some months of developing tools and techniques. And we had to really use every bit of computer power and human power to be able, to pull that off. That I think at the end of the day, the result is it's quite good.
The film has many explosions. I mean, there's just
Yeah, lots.
it's a lot. So to pull off scenes like that, I mean, each one of them, I'm pretty sure, need to be planned down to the second. And
Yes.
how involved are you with that?
Well, it's an interesting question because there is a lot of the planning of the production that goes from before the filming, from the moment the script is approved and then director comes in and then everything is staged and there is a lot of planning behind that. That when that lands on our side, for us, the visual effects artists, and especially speaking to me, you already have like a very nail specific and exact way of how things should be, how big they should be, how fast they should be. But then there always starts a process when we start doing it, that it's a constant feedback between us, production and director to be able to achieve the original vision or maybe to enhance it. So it's a very, very tricky thing when you have to, like, for one side, you have to commit to what you are asked and it's very specific what you're being asked. But at the same time, you have to develop it in such a way that it's gonna be really something worth seeing.
Oh, no, it was. I mean, it was a. It was a very exciting film to watch. It
Yeah.
was really fun. I noticed you describe yourself as a freelance VFX artist. You
Yes.
like that? I think that title is a great title because it probably gives you a broader scope of projects to be involved with.
Yes, it is. It is because when you go around and you in Hollywood specifically, you always fulfill a role. Part of the thing about Hollywood is that everybody, they focus on their thing. And when it comes to visual effects for films, of course, usually you have to choose where are you going to be your specialization to say something. And when you are like a visual effects artist like me, which is a little more broad on the scope, it's really cool because it lets you involve in every stage of the visual effects development for a film, or it can be for a TV series or for an advertising. And in my particular case, it really allows me to it's always exciting, you know. It's always, there's always something new somewhere in every project, and it really allows me to develop a lot of things in parallel, and it makes you really capable of a lot of things, which is great.
Well, like I said, I was looking over your resume, and I mean, yeah. it's you're a young guy too.
I think I got that a couple of times already. Yes, but I'm not 22. Let's tell the people, that I'm 34. But yes, I have the luck that I have been working the last 6-7 years a lot. I managed to work in lots of Marvel films and Game of Thrones. Now Angel Has Fallen, of course, and of course I have some projects coming. So yeah, thanks for the clarification. But I think I'm okay. Not so young, not old. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm not a seasoned person, but I'm going there.
Well, like we say in Spanish, es un número perfecto.
It's a great number. Sí. It's a great number.
So over all these, the past few years, of all the projects you have worked on so far, how many have been really challenging?
Really challenging. I would say Angel Has Fallen was challenging because, as I said, we have all these explosions and smoke, and it was really, really tricky and demanding. The Marvel films were surprisingly not among the most challenging ones. Whether is that difficult to believe? Because sometimes the task we had to do were pretty straightforward, but there's always a challenge hiding somewhere. But I would say Game of Thrones was quite a challenge, and I worked also in Independence Day 2. Of course, not the original, because I was 11 when the first came. So I wasn't working since that age, but I got to work in the second one, and we have to do some really tricky stuff with all these sci-fi alien looking graphics and the spaceship. So, but I would say Game of Thrones and Angel Has Fallen from the last stuff I have done was definitely among the most challenging ones.
Well, Martin, I really appreciate you doing this, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of your work.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the nice words.
Okay, cuídate. Ciao.
Sí, vos también.
Thank you.